Welcome to the Mindset Map podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Bloomfield, mindset coach and mentor for busy women like you. This podcast will help you navigate your path to confidence, joy, and success, like a sat nav for your brain. So grab yourself a coffee, stick in your headphones, and let's get on with the episode. Good morning. Welcome back to another coffee catch-up episode of the Mindset Map podcast with me, Rachel. Today, I want to talk about imposter syndrome. And the first thing I want to say, I want to just put out there is it is super, super common and super, super normal. It is something that I think there's an estimate that about 70% of adults will experience some form of imposter syndrome at some point in their life. So let's first just get that out there in that you're probably going to experience it at some point in your life, and that's okay. Like, it is really common and really normal. So with that in mind, do we need to do anything about it? Do we just ignore it? Do we accept it? Therein lies the question. And in order to answer that question, we need to decide how much we're being affected by this feeling of imposter syndrome and what is it stopping us from doing. Because with any feelings, we're going to feel them. And we should always try to accept whatever feeling that comes up, even if it's one that we don't particularly want. We need to accept that feeling first. We need to acknowledge it. We need to recognize that it's coming up for us. That is really the first step with anything. And then it's a case of deciding, are we going to let it stop us from doing something? Are we going to let it block us? And if we are, then yes, I would say it's important to try and change that mindset. But if it's just that feeling that comes up of, oh, you know, that just little niggle where you feel like, oh, do I really belong here? Am I really qualified for this? Am I really the right person for this? You know, that's a natural feeling to come up. If you're then able to go, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to go do this. I know that I can do it and off I go. Then great. That's a healthy version of imposter syndrome, for want of a better word, where you are not going to let it stop you. You're not going to let it affect you. Yes, you can recognize those feelings are there and you can acknowledge them, but you're not going to let it stop you from taking action. Where imposter syndrome can be damaging for us and can be harmful for our growth is where we allow it to block us, allow it to stop us from taking opportunities and from moving forward and pushing ourselves and trying new things. But as I say, it does come up all the time. I would say I consider myself perhaps a pretty confident person. I'm quite comfortable sort of putting myself out there, doing new things, you know, trying things. But I still am affected by this massively. In fact, even today, I am recording a podcast episode this afternoon. I'm a guest on someone else's podcast. And although I have been podcasting on my own podcast, oh, that's too many uses of the word podcast in one sentence there. Sorry. But I have been doing this for like a year and a half. And before that, had done, you know, various forms of acting, public speaking, all sorts of things. And so I've got a lot of experience in this area, I would say. But even that, I come to being a guest on this person's podcast this afternoon, and I'm really struck with this imposter syndrome and really sort of fearing almost it, whereas I want to be in a state where I'm really excited and really looking forward to it. So I need to flip that narrative. I know that this is going to, it's not going to stop me, because I know 100% I am going to get on that interview and I'm going to do it and I'm going to record that episode. I know that. But I don't want it to dim my light. I don't want it to allow me to go onto that episode feeling like, oh, I don't feel like I maybe really belong here, and so therefore I'm not going to show up to my full potential. And so that's why I want to look at it and I want to question it. So as I say, the first step is always acknowledging it. So I acknowledge it's there. What is the second step? The second step is to question, is it going to stop me? Okay, no, in this case for me, it's not going to stop me. The third question to ask is it going to affect me? And for me, I could say, yes, actually, potentially it is going to affect me, because I can see myself maybe not being so confident when I speak, maybe not getting my point across how I want to, because just not feeling my best, most confident self. So then I ask myself, okay, so what can I do about it? And that's the question, is to then get into action. So getting into action for this, for me, looks like asking myself why it is that I feel this way, because it's not to do with confidence in actually just going on a podcast and talking and any of that, because I know that's not, that doesn't feel like an issue for me. So I know it's not that. What I know is it's about going on to talk somewhere, being seen as an expert, and I'm still on my journey of accepting that, you know, okay, I am an expert in mindset. I am someone who can talk about this. And I know that I can, but it's that feeling of, oh, do people really see me as an expert in this? Do people really want to hear what I specifically have got to say? So what do I ask myself? I look for evidence. I look at what makes me an expert. Okay, well, you know, I've done loads of training. I've read loads of books. I'm a qualified, certified life coach, which has done loads of mindset work within my training. I'm still constantly doing loads of mindset work. I have a podcast called The Mindset Map, which I record an episode for every single week. I coach people on their mindset every week. I have a membership of ladies who come to me for help with their own mindset. So I give myself all these reasons to remind myself that, you know, I am an expert in this field. And let's just get a little bit more comfortable with that word expert, because I think that's what sometimes makes us feel a bit uncertain. And that's what leads to that imposter syndrome. But really, an expert is just somebody who perhaps knows a little bit more than the person next to them. You know, if I had someone sat next to me and I said, oh, do you know anything about mindset? Have you done any mindset work? And they say, oh, not really. Like, I've heard a few podcasts, like, you know, but, you know, don't really know much, then I am an expert to them because they don't know very much. And so I can share things that I've learned. I can share things that I have experienced. I can share my own story. And so that's what it's about. It's about getting comfortable with that sort of expert label so that we then are able to go and give our best selves. And then the other thing that is really important to tell ourselves in these moments when we're feeling this imposter syndrome is, everybody is drawn to different people for different reasons. So you could look, and I do this often, where I see other coaches who I just think, I really, really resonate with them and I really relate to them. And I just think they are wonderful, wonderful leaders in their field. And I look at people like that and I get imposter syndrome because I think, why would someone want to listen to me? Why would someone want to come to me for coaching when they could go to someone like that? What I have to stop to remember is that I am not necessarily my own ideal client. Does that make sense? Because where I'm at in my journey now, having done lots of work on my own mindset, I'm probably not looking for someone like me, but somebody who has much less experience in this area, who maybe is struggling with their own confidence, who is really doubting themselves and really just wanting to work with someone who can help them through that, they're going to be drawn to somebody like me because it feels more probably approachable for them. It feels more real. And you're kind of drawn to those people that are on the same journey as you and maybe just like a step or two ahead on the ladder. And so that's the important message to remind ourselves, is that we don't need to be some guru. We don't need to be, you know, Jay Shetty in order for somebody to be, you know, inspired by us or interested in what we're saying and maybe want to work with us. And so that's the thing that I remind myself when the imposter syndrome kicks in. So let's remember those steps. We recognize it. We accept and we acknowledge that the feeling is there. We ask ourselves, is it going to stop us from doing something? If the answer is yes, we need to work through that and why we're feeling that it wants to stop us and whether that's a good thing or whether we really need to push through and do the thing. If it's not going to stop us, we ask ourselves, is it going to limit us? Is it going to affect me? Is it going to affect me in the way I show up? If yes, then we need to dig into that work and look at what evidence we have that places us to be there and means that we are the right person to be there. And then we work through our own confidence in why we attract certain people to us and what the term expert means. And then we just stick on our big girl pants and we go out there and we take that action and we do the thing. So I hope that helps. If imposter syndrome is something that you battle with, then, you know, come find me on social media. I'm at Rachel Bloomfield Coaching. I would love to chat with you further on this subject. But yeah, do those steps and take the action. I'll see you next week. If you enjoyed this episode of the Mindset Map podcast, I would so appreciate it if you could just take a few moments to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, because it really helps other people to find the podcast too. And make sure you are following so you don't miss any future episodes.